Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. Everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Amen, amen. We just want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. We appreciate y'all tuning in. So God bless you and praise God for you today. May the blessing of the Lord be upon your face. Amen. May it shine upon you. May it give you rest. May it give you peace. And we give God glory for all of you who's tuned in this morning. We appreciate you. Amen. For this time and opportunity that God has given us another day. Let's thank God just for another day. Amen. Praise God. You know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. So give God a praise. Amen. Be thankful. Just be thankful. Just be thankful. You know, you learn how to be thankful. Right? You know, a lot of times we want to thank God for all the things he did, but sometimes we have to learn how to be thankful for the things that he didn't do. Amen. You know, for the things he did in life. So we just thank God for what he's already done. Amen. Someone got a scripture. I want you to get a scripture. Amen. Praise God. Someone get a prayer. Amen. And a scripture. Just pray you can get a song. Amen. God bless y'all out there. And some pre-votes. Amen. God bless you and thank you. Amen.
Yeah, you should go back
to see
what the Lord is on the
front.
Sometimes people
cover it up and I'm like, okay. Amen. Who's got scripture? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, Father God, we just ask you to bless this line and bless this people today, Lord. And we're asking, Lord, you to be with us, and we invite your presence in our midst. I thank you for you being in our midst today. You said you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You'll be with us always to the end of the age. And I want to thank you, Lord, that you're with us today. Lord, no matter what we see, no matter what's going on around us, I thank you that you're with us, oh, Lord. Because you said, oh, Lord, you're in us. And I want to thank you that you said you're in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. And so today we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit into on this line and into this place. And we give you praise for meeting us here and being here with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Give us a song, Sister Paige. You got a song for us, amen. We're going to do our song today. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Whatever song we sing. Hallelujah.
Oh, how wonderful it is.
Come on, everybody.
To know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how wonderful it is. Just to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things ahead. All I have to do is trust him and believe in what he can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how big the problem might be. Jesus said he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Oh, how marvelous it is. Just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is. Just to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things of heaven. All I got to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night. It doesn't matter how big the problem might be.
Yeah.
Jesus said that he'd take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'd take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'd take care of me.
He promised. Amen. Give the Lord a hand, praise that. Because he said that he will take care of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God a hand, praise, because of what he said.
Hallelujah.
God can't lie. God can't lie. God won't lie. What he said, he'll do. Hallelujah. His word is gone out, and he will accomplish that which he said he would do. Amen. You got that scripture now, sister?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Come on now. Come on now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I read Psalm 61.
Uh-huh.
Hear my cry, O Lord.
Uh-huh.
Answer my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Yeah.
I read Psalm 61, 1 through 2.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Amen. Jesus is the rock.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's higher than we are.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we always need something that we can go to.
Yes.
Whenever we have need of something or help or something, we got somebody we can go to. So thank God for being the rock. Amen. And our foundation, the foundation of God is built on the rock. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank God for the rock this morning. That is the foundation that we all build on. We'll build on the foundation that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Messiah. And because he's the Christ, the Messiah, you know, they always talk about the gates of hell won't prevail. Upon that rock, he's going to build his church.
Yes.
And the gates of hell won't be able to prevail against it because it's built on a rock. Hallelujah. Thank God for the rock this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Any more testimony, any testimony, prayer reports you got this morning? We just want to thank God for all of y'all being here. Amen. Any prayer requests, testimonies this morning?
Yes, if you see the prayer from my friend, she knew her daughter yesterday. So she still is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said the prayer for her.
Hey, man, she buried her daughter yesterday. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Committed suicide. Amen. Praise God. That's the spirit going around. Amen. And pressure. We're letting the world pressure bother us, amen. And we got to stop and let things bother us. If you can't do nothing about it, there's no need to worry about it. And one thing we can do, we can pray, amen. And that's what we just got to get serious about it so we don't let it get us down. So don't let the stuff get you down, amen. Everything that is happening is supposed to happen, amen. It's already been written that it was going to happen. And if it's written it's going to happen, whether it happened today or tomorrow, guess what? It's still going to happen. And sometimes we can be selfish and say, well, Lord, don't let it happen in my generation. Let it happen in the next generation. Hezekiah was kind of like that. Well, Lord, as long as I got peace in my days, I don't care what happened in my son's day. That's being selfish. Amen. But we're going to pray about it. And don't let this stuff get you down, no matter what it is. Keep your head lifted up. Keep looking to the rock. Amen. And don't let the pressure get to you like that. There's nothing to be so bad that is worth you taking your life for. Amen. There's nothing. And if don't never take your life because you owe somebody something. You know, some people get in debt and they want to take their life off the owe somebody something. Amen. But don't never get to that place like that. Amen. Because you owe somebody something, amen. If they don't get it, amen. I mean, you ought to pay your debt, but at the same time, don't let it overwhelm you, amen. Don't let stuff overwhelm you. Amen. Don't let it get you down. Jesus is still there. He's already paid a price. Nothing can be so bad enough for you to take your life. Amen. Nothing can be that bad. Amen. Nothing. If we look at all the things that Jesus went through, and if that wasn't bad, and I don't know what you can call bad, amen. But don't tell people that. There's a way out of this, amen. Jesus is our way out, amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can, there should be nothing that can overwhelm you so much that you get to that place you even want to do that. I understand, you know, we have pains. You have troubles, you have trials, you know, and then most of all it is just something weighing on your mind, amen. That's all it is. It's weighing on your mind. Most of the time it's in your thinking, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You got to change the way you think, amen. That's why Jesus says, bring all that to him and he'll take care of it, amen. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there, amen. We need to learn how to pray, amen. Learn how to pray, amen. Any more testimonies, amen. Amen. No more testimonies. Amen. I just want to thank God. Thank God. Thank God for the word today. Amen. Everybody being quiet on the Lord. Amen. It's like God ain't did nothing for you. Hallelujah. Amen. So I appreciate the Lord that the Lord has given me peace of mind. Amen. Give me peace about the things that are going on. And so I thank God for that. Amen. So I'm not worried about all this stuff that's going on. Whatever's going to be, it's going to be what? It's going to be, amen. And whatever the Lord allows, it's going to allow. So we just got to get our mind and our thinking right that whatever God allows, that's what it is. Huh? Whatever happens, God allowed it, amen. I prayed about it. And if God still allowed it, amen, that's what it is. And so why should I worry about it, amen? Why should I get all burdened down about it? And I know y'all looking around. Amen. You see how we go from one extreme to the other one? Hallelujah. You know, when I talk about the extreme that we go from one to the other, the extreme was on the virus for one while. Now the extreme is on the war. Then I said, well, did the virus run away because the war came? Hey, huh? You know, you get what I'm trying to say, how the media, all the stuff that's going on in the media, you can't believe all that stuff that you hear in the media, amen. You can't believe all of it, amen. And you know, we some, I hate to talk about our own country, but we some crooked people. I hate to talk about our own nation, but we crooked. Amen. We're violent. And we always see about other people the things that we did. Ah, they went over there and killed. They're killing innocent people. And you just was over in another country killing innocent people yourself. But he's a bad guy. If you was a good guy, your killing was good. But their killing is bad. You know what I'm trying to say. And we always point the finger at somebody else. You know, sometimes we got to let the finger be pointed. You got to point the finger at yourself sometimes. Amen. All of us got to look at ourselves sometime, amen, and stop looking at everybody else all the time, amen. How evil deeds. Think about your own evil deeds that you do before you go blame and judging somebody else for the evil deeds they done, but you're not thinking about the evil deeds that you did. And you murdered and killed, and ever since you've been in existence, you murdered and killed, amen. You murdered and killed the enemy. You murdered and killed the black people. You murdered and killed the Yemenis. You murdered and killed the Iraqis. You murdered and killed the Syrians. You murdered and killed the Pope people in Japan. You just got a list, a long list, and then now you want to make somebody else's list look worse than yours. But amen, that's what it's supposed to be, amen. Hallelujah, that's just the devil, amen. That's just the devil, amen. That's just the devil in disguise. He's always wanting to disguise himself to act like he's not something that he is. Amen. So thank God, amen. But I thank God that God's hand is on our nation, amen. You know, still, just because the church is here, amen. Hallelujah. Just because we're here, amen, blessing is still coming on a weekend is because what? We still here, amen. But when God takes us out, praise God, the devil going to have his field day then, amen. But thank God that you're still here. Praise God. I thank God we still here, amen. Hallelujah. And God is in us. And the thing that is in us is keeping away some of the things that want to come but can't come. So I thank God, amen, that Jesus is in us. Hallelujah. Praise God today. I just wanted to talk to you today, amen. I want y'all to be encouraged, amen. And don't y'all worry about this stuff going on. Just get serious in your mind, serious in your mind, serious in your prayer, serious about the word, amen. And keep your mind what? Keep your mind stayed upon what? Stayed upon him, amen. And he will keep you what? In perfect peace, amen. You know, there's peace in knowing. You know, when you know something, you're not worried about it. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. When you know something, amen. If you know Jesus, you know somebody. Amen? Hallelujah. Those that don't know Jesus don't know peace. But because we know him, we have peace. What is our peace? Our peace is the guarantee that he said that he's going to deliver us. The peace is that say he's going to keep us. Amen? The peace say even when things get bad, he'll get you out. Amen? And so when I get into a bad situation, I got nothing but peace because I believe he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Amen. I believe he's going to deliver me. I believe he's going to set me free. Amen. Hallelujah. Even when Lot was in trouble, he went down and got Lot out of trouble. Amen. Before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, at least he got Lot and his family out. Amen. It's because Lot was righteous. Amen. So thank God I'm righteous by the blood of Jesus. I'm not righteous on my own, but I'm righteous by the blood of Jesus, amen? And so if God's going to bless the righteous, he's going to bless us, amen? If you have accepted Jesus, amen, as your Savior, and you have the blood of Jesus, amen, you have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. And because of that, he's going to deliver the righteous. Now, don't think that you're not going to go through no trouble. Now, you may as well get that out of your mind. Don't think you're not going to be persecuted. Amen. You know, a lot of times the Christians say, well, we ain't going to be persecuted. Yeah, you are. Who said you wasn't? You may as well get ready for it. Amen. I'm going to talk today, I think, from Lamentation chapter 3, I think it's verse 22. But what I just want everybody to know, come on, get ready for some persecution. Amen. All that live godly shall do what? Suffer persecution, amen. All that is in the Lord is going to suffer persecution. You don't even see nobody even in the Bible that didn't suffer persecution. Amen. Jesus suffered persecution. Paul suffered persecution. Jeremiah suffered persecution. Anybody else? All of Israel suffered persecution. Everybody was persecuted, amen, in the Bible, amen. But what is not the persecution is that you knowing that God is going to deliver you what? In the persecution, amen. That's the blessing behind it, amen. You see, that is why everybody else gets distorted and run off and because they don't have nobody to go to. They don't have nowhere to turn to. And so that is why we have Jesus, because what? We have comfort in him. We get comfort knowing what? That he's going to deliver you. So, you know, when you know how it is when you got your bill, when your bill is due and you got a check coming, you don't worry too much about the bill. It's because you got the check coming. Amen. And so when we got faith in Jesus, we don't worry too much about the problem because we know Jesus is coming. You get what I'm saying? And so he should take the worry out of your life. Amen. Praise God. He should take the worry out. So praise God. Are y'all ready today? Y'all ready for what's getting ready to take place? Amen. You don't know? Amen. We need to be getting ready. Amen. We got to stop playing around and get ready. In other words, it's going to be a mind thing. When I say a spiritual thing, we call it a spiritual thing, but I'm going to call it a mind thing. It's going to be a mind mentally. It's going to be mentally more so than physical. It's because when you get down to your last loaf of bread in the house, it's going to be a mental chamber, amen. You get down to that, all that stuff you don't eat now, it's going to be mentally, amen. I know a lot of y'all don't eat beans right now, amen, but you're going to learn how to eat them. And you know, that's why you got to change your mind mentally, you know, because all this stuff, all this pride for things that we try to live in life, we're going to have to change some of that. That is going to come a time. I'm not saying that it's here now, but it's going to come a time you're going to have to change your idea about it, amen. Huh? I know Elijah was used to, maybe he was used to eating steak, but all of a sudden he's down in a place and God got a nasty bird eating him. He's being fed by a bird, amen. And a raven at that, the nasty bird. You know, a dove could have brought him some, but now God had a raven down there feeding him, amen. Huh? And so let us get mentally fit to say that everything ain't going to be cake and honey all the time. Amen? Huh? Amen. It's going to be some beans and cornbread every now and then. It's not going to be peach cobbler and all that stuff. Amen. It's going to be some beans and cornbread. You're not going to have no socket to me cake. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not going to have a socket to me cake. Amen. You might have to eat some bean pie. I don't know, amen. You got to change the mentality about things, amen. Huh? God promised you enough. He promised that he's going to feed you, amen. He didn't say, well, you know, that's why when they was eating manna there in the wilderness, they said, well, what is it? Well, what is it? They didn't even know the name of it. And so they called it manna. They ate manna for some years, amen. The manna was enough to keep them. The manna was enough to nourish them, amen. The manna was enough to keep them alive. It wasn't what they was used to eating, but it was enough. It met their need, amen. It did what it was supposed to do, amen. And so sometimes we got to realize that even with God in these last days, amen, these last days that's coming, God's going to give you what you need. It might not be everything that you want in life, amen. But he's going to make sure you have what you need in life. Amen. That the manna was what? The manna was enough. The manna what? The manna was better than the bread because the manna kept them alive for 40 years. The manna caused the clothes not to wear out. Amen. The manna caused the shoes not to wear out. The manna caused nobody not to die for 40 years. But yet they didn't know what it was. It was called manna. Come on. These last days, God getting ready to pour out some manna. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's an anointing coming, that there's a revelation coming, amen, that there's a word of God coming, amen. In the last days, what did God say? I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. There's going to be an outpouring of the spirit in these last days. We're going to see more signs. You're going to see more miracles, amen. You're going to see all kinds of things done that you never seen before. But that outpour is going to cause, it's going to cause enough to come so that we can survive by it, amen. Hallelujah. So thank God that God got something coming, amen. See, we still got some things. God still got things in store for us that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor entered into the heart of man all the things that God has in store for me. Come on, say, God still got some provision for me. He's still going to provide for me. Hallelujah. No matter what happens. Amen. Hallelujah. And because one of the things, reason I want to go over there, I want to talk about mercy today. Amen. Mercy. You know, when I was young and coming up, you know, our parents would tell us, well, pray, Lord, have mercy. Come on, amen. Lord, have mercy. And I used to make fun of, joke at that. But the Lord showed me something about that, you know, about mercy. Amen. We said, well, Jesus had mercy on us. But that's not all that he's talking about, that Jesus had mercy. Amen. When he talk about, when you ask for mercy, you asking God, have compassion on me, Lord. Have some pity on me. You know, mercy. And God is a God of mercy. Read that scripture, Sister Faye. Y'all turn to me in Lamentation 3, verse 22. We want to talk about mercy a little bit. Amen. Because we need to know about mercy, you know. I'm just feeding.
Any of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not.
It is of the Lord's mercy. What? Read the next one, too.
They are new every morning.
They are new when?
Every morning.
Uh-huh.
Great is our faithfulness.
Great is our faithfulness. Amen. I just want to talk about mercy, mercy, mercy. You know, when we talk about mercy, that God is merciful, amen. And we thank God for his mercy, amen. And it said all the reason we're here this morning is because of what? It's God's mercy. There's no other reason that we're here this morning because, you know, when you lay down last night, everything went right when you laid down last night, amen. You didn't do everything right yesterday. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And the only reason we are here today is because mercy. Thank God for mercy, amen. He's a God of mercy, amen. And so therefore, because of God's mercy, God is always near to those who call upon him because he'll have mercy on you, amen. And so when we got problems and when you got problems in your life and you really don't, I know the Bible says if we don't know what to pray for as we ought to pray, but the Spirit will make intercession for us with groaning that cannot be uttered. So what is that God saying there? So I don't know what to pray. But many a times that we get into a situation that we know we're not 100%. You know you didn't do everything right. Amen. And when you know you didn't do everything right, that is a good time to say, Lord, have mercy. Amen. See, mercy is doing something for you, and really there's no real good reason for it. Mercy is when you go to the judge, you know, and you know you're guilty, and the judge has the power to destroy you, but yet he won't. You ask the judge for what? You ask him for mercy, amen. God is the one that has the power to destroy you. He has the power to sentence you, amen. You get what I'm saying? He has the power to put you to death, but yet he's a God of mercy, and the reason you wasn't consumed in the first place, it was just because of his mercy. He had the power to destroy you, but yet he wouldn't destroy you. See, this is why St. John 3:16, when we get to, for God so loved the world, he did what? He had mercy on us, amen. You see, it wasn't that you was fit to be saved. It wasn't that you did everything right to be saved. Huh? But he had what? He had mercy on you, amen. He had mercy on you. Have you ever thought about your own life? Have you ever really looked at your own life and saw what your own life is like? Have you been doing everything right? Do you think that you were here this morning because you did everything right? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, why do you think that you're here today? It's just the mercy, amen. It was just God had mercy on you. And see, that is why, you see, when you ask for mercy, you ask for compassion, it's when you know you've done something wrong, and I need to come to God. I need to know that God is going to have mercy on me, because why would I approach a God if I thought God was going to give me his anger and give me his wrath? I wouldn't go to God, amen. So I want you to know, even when you mess up sometimes, just come to God and say, what? Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. I see I wrote something down, amen. Praise God. About mercy, amen. Hallelujah. Mercy is always one who would intervene in somebody else's affair. You know, we need to learn how to have mercy, amen. Huh? We need to learn how to have mercy. Because a lot of times we don't know how to have mercy on people, amen. Huh? We don't know how to have mercy on, but God would always intervene in your affairs. I don't know, what are your affairs that you got? You can ask for mercy. When I'm sick, I need to ask for some mercy, amen. Will God have mercy on me? Because, you know I haven't done everything right, Lord, but what? Have some mercy on me, amen. And even though you might have a friend or somebody that hasn't done everything right, that you consider to be right, do you have mercy on them? Huh? Now, the Bible says, be ye merciful even as your Father in heaven is merciful, amen. If we're going to be like God, we got to learn how to have mercy. You see, a lot of us, that was the thing with the Pharisees. They were so judgmental about everything, and rather than to build people up, they was always putting the people down, amen, and because of what? Judgmental. And even though they didn't realize, the only reason that they was there, it was just God was had mercy on them. Because even when they thought they was doing everything right, they wasn't doing everything right. The only reason they were still there and God hadn't consumed them, it was just because of mercy.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Hmm? Have you ever seen people like that? Have you ever seen people who think that they got it all right and they doing everything right and they don't have no mercy on nobody, amen? They don't have compassion on nobody. They don't care. Well, I just run over you. Well, what if God had ran over you when you didn't have it right? Huh? The Pharisees and scribes, you know, they were the keepers of the law. They kept the law. You know what I'm saying? They kept the law. But they thought they was keeping it to the full. But when it came down to it, the one thing that Jesus told them that they didn't have no mercy. He said, you kept all that other stuff, but the one thing you didn't keep was mercy and truth. We need to learn how to show mercy, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just because we see somebody down, we don't want to beat them down. You need to learn how to have mercy, amen. God saw us in the pit, going to the pit, and he stepped in the pit for us. You see, that's what mercy is, amen. Mercy gets in the pit for you. Mercy see that you have a need and take care of it. Is that why God said he supplies all of our needs because of his mercy? He's not doing it because he has to now. That everything God does, he's doing because of his mercy, amen. So thank God for his mercy, amen. Huh? The reason you are here today, it was just mercy. I look back over my life, and when I look back over my life and see all the dirt that I did and all the wrong things I did and all the things, I can't say nothing but Lord have mercy. I can't boast about how good I've been, amen. I can't boast about I did everything right and I never made any mistake. I can't boast about those things. The only thing I can do now is what? I can boast in what? It was the Lord's mercy that the reason that I'm not consumed. I don't know what's wrong with people in these last days here. Everybody's so pride, walking what? Walking around in pride, think that you got it all together. You need mercy too, like that, because what? You're not showing mercy and compassion to people. That was the problem with the Pharisees. Their problem was they didn't have mercy. And I believe today that the problem with the church today is the church not showing mercy either, amen. Because we got to a place now where it seems that we don't care about the lost anymore. We don't look like we only care about ourselves. You know, when you go out to the streets and you see somebody needs something, you have to show some what? You have to show some mercy, amen. Huh?
If you see that they're missing something that you got, you ought to be able to show some mercy, amen. If you got the word of God, amen, if you got a testimony, if something God has done for you, you ought to be able, if you don't share nothing else with them, you can share a word with them, amen. Because we're not sharing the word with them no more, amen. Well, we just think about ourselves, going on about our business, not caring about the work of God, and then not realize that the only reason you got saved, somebody had enough compassion on you to share the word of God with you. They shared God with you. They shared God with you, and the reason you're saved today is because somebody had mercy. See, we get to a place where we say, what about people in the church? We don't talk to the people about the Lord no more. See, that's an act of mercy. Because if you see somebody going to hell and then you don't want them to go, then you're supposed to share what you have so that they don't go, amen. Is that what Jesus did for us? When we talk about mercy, amen. Didn't Jesus see us on the way to hell and he came down and shed his blood and went to hell for us so that we wouldn't have to go? You see, that's what mercy does, amen. Mercy sees somebody that has a problem, and they go in there and try to help them with their problem. What has happened to the mercy? Jesus always was there to what? To show mercy. See, that's what the love of God is about, mercy. For God so what? So love. Come on, say he did it for love, amen. Come on, come on. He loved me enough to do it for me, amen. Hallelujah. He loved me enough. I know my daddy wouldn't have died for me, but Jesus loved me enough, amen. Amen. I don't know what I would have showed that kind of mercy, Gina. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I would have showed that much. Amen. Hallelujah. To take your punishment for you. Amen. You know what I would have said? You did it, girl. I just said that. I don't know what I might die for my daughter. I don't know yet. Praise God. If I had to, you know what I'm saying? It came to a point, you know, if something's getting ready to take place, you know, but if something she did on her own, she'd be in problems. She'd have a problem. But if she something's not getting ready to happen, you know, we don't realize it. You know, we have a bit, people have a built-in mechanism in their life. You don't realize you have a built-in mechanism in your life that you are like God. And the reason I said you have a built-in mechanism in you, built like God, made like God, whether you're a sinner or whether you're a saint, there's just something in you that will display mercy in a minute of time. You know, I seen they had one policeman there that he saw somebody in a burning fire, a black person, amen, and he ran in the fire and rescued them and brought them out of the fire because that there was an act of compassion on him to want to save somebody. You see, it's the ability in their building everybody to want to save somebody. You know, a person can't swim and he sees somebody drowning. And what does he do? He'll jump over there and try to save them, and he might lose his life because what? That mercy on the inside of him. He acted on that. But at the same time, the same policeman saw a man walking down the street and shot him down like a dog, didn't think nothing about it. On one day, what? There's mercy to help somebody that is in distress. And the next day, what? He's acting like the devil. Amen? See, we're supposed to act like God all the time, not act like the devil. Amen. Let's go to some scriptures over here. Amen. Praise God. Matthew chapter 10 tells us how we need to learn how to show some mercy, amen. Matthew chapter 10 will show you how to show mercy. And then when you show mercy, you receive mercy. You see, a lot of things people do, you know, a lot of things I do and God leads me to do, and the reason God leads me to do them because, you know, it's an act of mercy. I see that somebody needs something, and what? I want to have compassion on them enough to what? Because I got it to do, then I should share with what I have because God didn't give it to me to keep it. God gave whatever he gave to you, he gave it to share. See, God had love and Jesus was the love of God, but God didn't just have Jesus, amen, to keep him to himself. He had Jesus to what? To share his, that's where he shared his love to us through Jesus Christ. That's what God did, amen. Because he was a God of mercy. If he had not been a God of mercy, he would have kept what he had, amen. But rather than to keep what he had, he shared what he had to be able to help somebody else up. Amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus was shared with us, amen, and to help us up? Because if it had not been for what? His mercy, we would have what? Been consumed, amen. The whole world would have been destroyed by now if it had not been for his mercy. It's the reason we're not consumed. So everybody thinks they're here just to be here, but no, you're here just because of mercy. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 here, you know, he was asking the question, well, who is my neighbor? You know, the Bible says we must love our what? Our neighbor as who? As yourself. And so one of the Pharisees, you know, they was always the strict one, you know. They was the strictest, you know. Yeah. You had to have the right pants on. Had to have the right shirt on. And had to have the right dress on. And had to have everything just right, you know what I mean, according to their standard, not God's standard. And when they saw a sinner, they would pass by the sinner. Does that sound like somebody we know? Are we passing by the sinners? Are we showing mercy on them? Are we sharing the word with them? Do we love them? You help, you know what we say all the time? We help those that we love. We say that all the time, right? And he said, love your neighbor as yourself. So is the brother on the street, the brother on the street corner, the brother around the block or wherever he is, we say that we love him, but do we show mercy to him? Look what Jesus said here in chapter 10, amen. Hallelujah. Let me see. I think it's Matthew chapter 10. I want to talk about the Good Samaritan, amen. Or is that Luke chapter 10? 10 and 25. Let's see, 10 and 25. No, they was calling Jesus Beelzebub. Hallelujah. I missed that one, y'all. Amen. What's the parable of the Good Samaritan? Is that Luke chapter 10? I said Matthew chapter 10. Huh? The Good Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan, amen. Jesus wanted to give a parable here to show us what mercy is, because sometimes people don't know what, sometimes we don't know what mercy is. Luke chapter 10 instead of Matthew chapter 10? All right, then. Luke chapter 10, then. Let's look at verse 25. Because a lot of us, we say we have mercy, and God had mercy on us, but what are we having mercy on somebody else? I think that's Luke chapter 6 and 36 that, as your Father in heaven is merciful, be you also merciful. We have to learn how to have mercy. Let me see. 25. Start reading, Sister Faith.
And behold, and so his lawyer stood and tempted him, saying, Master, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou?
Mm-hmm.
And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. And thy neighbor as thyself.
Mm, so that's how we be saying we got to love who the Lord and what? Love your neighbor as yourself, amen. And so he say you got to love the other person just as much as you love yourself. And what you would do for the other person and what you would do for yourself, you're supposed to do for the other person. And how you would treat yourself, you're supposed to be treating somebody else. Now, everybody talks about love, that how much they love somebody and want to do for somebody, and everybody wants to go to heaven, amen. And they're only concerned about themselves, but they don't show mercy. Are we fulfilling the promises of God? Are we fulfilling the law of God, dear? To love your neighbor as yourself. And then you can't even show no mercy to nobody, but you say you love somebody. Read on.
And he said unto him,
uh-huh,
thou hast answered right, this do. And thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself.
Now, now what do you want to do?
Justify
himself. You see, that's what we do. We like to justify ourselves. We always said that we got it together. We right, amen. And not realizing the only reason you made it to where you are is just because of God's mercy. You think it was you, but no, it was just mercy, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? God just having pity on you. Even in Israel time, you know how sometimes we get into this big thing about, you got to keep certain days and all that. You know how people fuss about the Sabbath day? You know how they fuss about it? And all God told them to do on the Sabbath day was stay at their house. He didn't tell you to go to church. He told you to rest. If you want to keep it, then stay in your house and rest. Huh? So you think, you know what I'm trying to say. You're trying to have it so much together until you got it wrong. How many people think that they got it all together, but they got it wrong? Mm-hmm. And the main thing that God wanted everybody to show was what? Mercy and truth. All the other things that you've done, not that they wasn't important, amen, but the main thing you should have did, you should have showed mercy, because they didn't know how to show mercy because of what? They were so used to the law, they didn't know how to show mercy.
Amen.
Read on. This is how he said we have to show mercy. Read on.
But he will justify himself, said unto Jesus,
uh-huh.
And who is my neighbor?
Who is my neighbor?
And Jesus answered, said, a certain man went down from Jericho,
uh-huh.
And fell in my feet, which took him up his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead.
Uh-huh.
And by chance, there came down a certain priest.
Now, as the preachers there, you know, how the preachers do this too. You know, the preachers say they have mercy, but we're going to find out the preachers don't have mercy either, read.
And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
Now, what did he do?
Passed by on the other side.
How about you see somebody in need on the street and you get on the other side?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, you can't trust them, see? All right. You get on the other side. How many of you do that? But you said you love your brother, right? You say that you show mercy. How many of you seen somebody on the street hungry, but you didn't feed him? You say, well, they just tried to get over on me. Well, aren't you supposed to show mercy? Huh? Didn't Jesus see you hungry and he fed you? He said, when you was hungry, I fed you, amen. Hallelujah. I showed mercy on you. When you couldn't get something on your own, I got it for you. Hallelujah. When you couldn't pay your bill on your own, I had mercy on you and paid your bill. Amen. Is that right? We owed a debt that we couldn't pay. We had a sin debt on us. We couldn't pay it, but he had mercy on us and paid it for us. Amen. Have you ever paid anybody a bill that had a debt that they couldn't pay and you paid it for them? But you said you got mercy. You said you got love. We say we love God and we say we love one another, but are we practicing what we say? See, this is what church has been about so much, even the churches. Now, when we were feeding at the park up there, we had some guys come tell us, see that big old church over there? It was a big old church next door to it. He said, they ain't never been over here and gave us nothing. Amen. But they say, but we're supposed to be merciful people. Be ye merciful even as our Father in heaven is merciful. Where is the love? We got to start practicing the love. Now, I know all the time everybody looks down. You know, we always looking down on somebody, you know, somebody else, that ain't able to do nothing for themselves. Amen. And if it hadn't been for God's mercy, you got the job that you got, you would be out on the street too. If it hadn't been for God's mercy, you wouldn't have finished school and got the job that you got. Huh? If it hadn't been for God's mercy, you wouldn't have got the money to do what it is you needed to do. If the loan hadn't came through, if the, what else y'all get when y'all get money? Financial aid hadn't come through. The only reason you got all that stuff because that was just God looking out for you to make sure you got those things, amen. And because the other person didn't get it, now he done brought you up and built you up, but now you don't have no mercy on nobody else. Because a lot of people tried to get the financial aid and couldn't get it. But you got it, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? A lot of people wanted to go where you went. And God gave you the ability to go, and you went. But now that God has allowed you to go there, you don't care about the other person now. That maybe they went through some hard time. Maybe their parents wasn't right. Maybe the father wasn't right. Maybe nobody was there to help them. But yet you got up. God got you up. But now since you up, you don't care about the people now. Where's the mercy? Where's the compassion? And what is that song? Where's the love? Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to remember that song. Where's the love? You know that song, sis? Where's the love? Anybody know some of the words to Where's the Love? Hey, amen. Y'all don't know that title. Read on, sis. Hello.
Verse 13. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking Samaria as he journeyed.
Mm-hmm.
Came where he was and saw. And he saw him. He had compassion on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to him and bowed up his wound.
He did what now?
Bowed up his wound.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring in oil and wine.
Mm-hmm.
And set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
Took him to the inn and took care of it. Read on.
And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these 3 thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise.
Is that what the Lord tell us to do? That we're supposed to be going out, binding up people's wounds? When you see somebody hurt, you're supposed to be there to try to help them bind up their wounds, to heal them and help them. That's showing mercy. That's what mercy is all about. When God saw you sick, did he heal you? Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, that's why if it hadn't been for God's mercy, you would still be sick, but he had mercy on you and healed your sickness and disease, amen. If it hadn't been for mercy, it was mercy. The only reason you made it through the surgery that you went through, it was just God's mercy, the reason you made it through, amen. And so we need to be giving God praise and lifting up our hands and giving glory to God because God had mercy on me. And I can boldly say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have been destroyed a long time ago, but it was because of what? It is mercy the reason that I'm where I am now. This is how you show mercy, he said. This is how Jesus said, you show mercy to your neighbor. If we are body of Christ, we say we the body of Christ, are we showing mercy to our neighbors? Are we just concerned about ourselves and not concerned about the people who really need help? Amen. Amen. I was looking, you know, I was telling you last week, I said, you know, many a time I thought, you know, I said, when you see a man, you know, when they got the nice car and when they got the nice house and they dress real good and you know, smelling good and everything, and they riding around and you look at them and then you think they got it all together. And then the Lord said, they're the ones who really don't have it together. Show some mercy. Talk to them. You've been passing by people that can bless. I mean, you can bless them. But they also can bless you in a way. Huh? They don't need no money. They don't need no car. They don't need no houses. They don't need nothing. They got all of that, but they don't have no peace. You got something that they need, and they will give you all they got just to have a little peace of mind, praise God. He said, stop passing by people that look like they got it together. Show some mercy. I said, okay, Lord. Talk to them people I tell you to talk to. Not the way they look. See, sometimes we get scared of their faces. And then we don't talk to them. But he told what did he tell Jeremiah? Don't be afraid of their faces, amen. Talk to them. You don't know what it is they need. And this is high up that this is how we get up. This is how we grow a little bit. Is because we as a people of God got to start showing mercy. We got to get what? We got to become concerned about what God is concerned about. Well, what is it that God is concerned about? God is concerned about his people. Huh?
Amen.
So he said, have what? Go and do likewise. Are we doing this? Because sometimes, amen, praise God, sometimes. No, if you said we're going to be about God's business, is this God's business? A lot of times we think being about God's business is come to church and go home and pray. Now you say, well, aren't you supposed to do that? Yeah, you're supposed to do that. But what is God's business? God's business is about people, right? Are we going to start being concerned about people? You know, we never grow until we become concerned about somebody. We never move in God until we become concerned about somebody. You know, you'd be surprised how much we learn when you look at somebody else's problem, amen, and start dealing with somebody else's problem. Do you know your own problem gets fixed most of the time? Say, if I never had a problem, I would never know God. See, God always, how does God? God always teaches through experience, amen. And see, this is what we call an on-the-job training, amen. And so we ought to be happy. You know, when we go out, we ought to be praising God and lifting up God. They say, well, what you got to be so happy about it? I found Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Huh? How can you be so peaceful? It's because I know he's going to work it out, amen. Come on, somebody. I said he's going to turn it around for me, amen. He's going to cause everything to work together for my what? He's going to cause it to work together for my good. So whatever it is that I'm going through, amen, he calls it to work together for my good, amen. He's going to turn things around for me. When things get rough, he's going to turn it around for me. And see, the reason I know he's going to turn it around for me, because what? He's a merciful God, amen. He'll have pity on me. You know, when I get real low and I need to be lifted up, I know he's going to lift me up because what? I know he'll have what? He'll have what? Pity on me. You see, when you know somebody's going to have pity on you, you always can go for somebody you know going to have pity on you. You know how you used to run from I used to run from my mama to my daddy. Yeah, maybe it should have been the other way around. But I used to run to my grandmama a long time, my grandmother a long time ago when my mother got ready to whip me. I would take off running to my grandmama, and then my grandmama would say, don't you whip that baby. And I guess that's why I'm so rotten now. that's why I grew up so rotten is because what? My grandmama was having pity on me. Even when my mama wanted to whip me and chastise me, my grandmama would have pity on me. Amen? You see, the thing about it, amen, when the devil wants to whip you, amen, and the devil wants to persecute you and prosecute you, you can run to your Lord, and your Lord will what? He'll have pity on you. What? He'll keep the devil, amen, amen, from doing the things to you that he wants to do to you because what? It's because of his mercy. Hallelujah. See, this is why when you know that God is merciful, that is why we know we can come to get aid and help in the time of need because of what? Mercy. We're not always coming because of righteous. You know, they talk about the Syrophoenician woman in the Bible here. You know, she was a Gentile. That's why I called her Syrophoenician. She was unsaved. In other words, you could say she was unsaved. And she went to Jesus for her daughter. And when she went to Jesus for her daughter, Jesus said, I don't give that which is holy to dogs. That's what he told her, because she was considered to be what? A dog. But do not even the master have pity on his dog? Hallelujah. And when she went to Jesus, it wasn't even a time for the Gentiles to be in the company of the Jews. It wasn't time. Jesus hadn't died yet, amen. But she still went to Jesus because she knew Jesus would have what? Mercy. Come on, somebody, amen. If you're a sinner today online and you're not saved today, you can come to Jesus for salvation and he'll have what? He'll have mercy on you, amen. Praise God. If you're sick today, amen, you can come to Jesus and what? He'll have mercy on you. If he would have mercy on a dog, amen, and we are more valuable to him than a dog, then how much so would he have mercy on you? Come on. Don't let the pressures of the world push you to a place that you want to destroy yourself, amen. Because no matter what it is, Jesus will have what? He'll have mercy on you. See, if you know that God is merciful, that means you can always come to him and get help. You know, David was one that messed up, right? Psalm 51, amen. David was one that messed up. He knew he had slept with Bathsheba. He knew he what, had got a baby doll. He even knew that he had sent Uriah out on the front line to get killed. He knew he had already did that. So what? He was wrong in what he did. His sentence should have been death in that. Amen. Because what? He was a murderer. He had blood on his hand. But yet, in Psalm 51, David comes to God and said, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Amen. And God had mercy on the David. When he should have got a death sentence, God allowed him to live. Amen. And so what I'm trying to say to you today, even though you might have a death sentence on you, you can come to God, and he'll have mercy and give you life. Amen. If you're lost today, amen, he'll allow you to be found, amen. Praise God. If you're lost, you're saved, amen. If you're sick, he'll heal you, amen. He will have mercy on you, so don't hesitate to go to the Lord to ask for what? Present help in the time of need. When David asked for mercy, he gave David mercy. Hallelujah. Because he's a merciful God. And we ought to give God some praise for his mercy. See, I know what some of you got, but you know you didn't get what you deserved. You know you did some things that wasn't right in God's sight, and he should have killed you for it. But what? He allowed you to live. You know it, amen. Praise God. There's a lot of sin that you did, amen. You know you was wrong, amen, in what you was doing. You know it was wrong. I knew I was wrong when I was doing it. And the reason I'm not consumed, I should have been dead. Some stuff I did, I should be dead from it, amen? Yeah, a lot of us should have AIDS and syphilis and what you call that other stuff? All kind of STDs and stuff like that. You know you was out there. You wasn't using no protection. You said, well, I just slept with him. Well, he didn't slept with everybody else. If he slept with seven women and slept with you, you slept with the seven. And if one of them had it, that means you could have got it. Huh? Did you get what? I'm asking you that. Oh, see, y'all don't want to admit stuff like that. Y'all act like y'all been too sweet and too good all the time. You don't want to admit nothing, amen, that you know you could have been dead, amen, from doing playing around like that, amen? Huh? And you ain't dead. You're still sitting here. And then you don't appreciate God. You ought to be the main one of clapping your hands, especially if you've been off into some of that stuff. We try to act like we've been nice all the time. Oh, you saying stuff like that? Well, may as well tell the truth.
Amen.
Uh-huh. I may as well tell the truth. See, we always act like we've been Mr. Goody Two Shoes or Miss Goody Two Shoes. Amen. All the time. Amen. And not realize it's just mercy the reason you're here. Huh? You know, how husbands are, Sister Barry. Your husband, if you didn't sleep around, your husband step around. He could have brought anything back and gave it to you. Hmm? And the only reason you here and standing and ain't got nothing now is because, was it mercy? You know he was a, you don't trust that. If you know he was a drug addict, he was a drunk. And he slipped around when he got, especially if he's on drugs. Because the first thing you want, if you ain't around your wife when you get high, you want some sex. And then you go out and get it. And then you come back home and give it to your wife. Come on. Y'all ought to be praising God, especially husbands, wives, and everything. You see, that is what mercy is all about. You deserve to be dead. That is why God tells us when you get outside of the covenant of God, or you get outside the place of safety, amen, you can be devoured. It's because God said the law is a refuge. It's a place of safety. When we obey God and obey his law, it's a place of refuge, amen. But once you get outside the refuge, anything, the devil has a right to attack you. Because what? You're not in the place of safety anymore. And I done got out of safety many times. And I can always say, if it wasn't for the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord, I would be destroyed. Amen. It was just mercy. Because for the things I did, I deserved to die. Amen. Because it was wrong. Amen. Come on, sister, just give the Lord a hand, praise. Just say, Lord, you know you're right. And you know you're right, Paige. It was mercy. Huh? Everybody's on, a lot of y'all on the line, too. And a lot of y'all on Facebook, amen. You know it's just mercy the reason you're here. Amen. The time the man pulled a gun on you, amen. He could have shot you. It was just mercy the reason you're here. Amen. The time you got shot and the bullet's still in you, it was just God's mercy that you made it, amen. You don't trust that. You see, we don't want to admit that it's all about mercy. And if God had enough mercy to keep you here, you ought to have mercy to be able to help somebody else while you're here. Get rid of the selfishness, amen. Think about ourselves all the time. You know, we're always about self. Me. And then we don't think about other people. We're not concerned about them, amen. Do y'all appreciate Jesus, or did you appreciate mercy? Amen. Do you appreciate the mercy?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Do you thank God for being merciful?
Amen.
Because we know. See, that is when you ought to be able to love God, because you know what could have happened.
Amen.
Not that it did happen, but what could have happened. I'm not talking about what happened, but what could have happened. Amen. You know when you ran off the road, it could have killed you, amen. But it didn't happen, amen. What was that? That was just mercy. He had compassion on you. The devil tried to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't allow you to die.
Amen.
That's mercy. Amen. Thank God, Sister Paige, amen, you know,
amen.
The cancer could have killed you.
Amen.
But he... Mercy. It could have took you out, sister. And so we need to learn how to be faithful. Lord, I just praise you for being merciful to me, Lord. I realize if you hadn't been with me, the devil would have took me out. Hallelujah. Sickness would have took me out. Amen. Disease would have took me out, amen. Praise God, amen. Sin would have took me out, but it was just your mercy, Lord. So I come to give you thanks for what?
So see, when we come in here each and every day, we should come in and be thankful. Amen? Huh? And then if mercy kept you from all of this other stuff, with all this other stuff coming upon the world, come on, say, his mercy going to keep me, amen. Hallelujah. Because of his mercy, that's not going to happen to me, amen. Hallelujah. 1,000 going to fall at my side, and what? 10,000 at my right hand, but what? None of these things going what? Is going to come nigh me, amen. Praise God. Why? It's because of his mercy, because of his love. He loved me enough to save me. When are we going to get back to the things that we know we're supposed to be doing? We got to get back what? Be concerned about people. Church got to get back concerned about people. Got to learn what it means to be what? Merciful. When you see somebody in the ditch, you help them out. Huh? Amen. That's what now? Amen. They helped me out. Yeah, I thank God for that. Amen. It was somebody helped me out. Thank God for the Bryan family. Helped me out. They saw me in the ditch. Amen. They saw I didn't have nothing. And they what? They took me in. They gave me a place to stay. They fed me for 7 years. Fed me for 7 years. Amen. Took every day from me. But what else? That's mercy. See that what? Oh, ran into the ditch. Yeah, I think about that. That's right. We went to a birthday party 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks? Oh, well, whatever it was. We went to the birthday party, and I was in my car, and I was going to try to get across the ditch, you know, a little ditch there, because there wasn't no parking room. And there's a little ditch. I didn't know it was that deep. And my car's low in what it was. Had been like Sister Bell car with an SUV, I would have been able to go on through there. But by the time I went off there, it dropped, boom, and I was stuck. Amen. And the people came out. There was a lot of women, persons and women came out. And the mud was there, so you speared, the mud come out. The women started pushing. I said, oh, Lord, see these women out here pushing. Amen. Well, what are they doing? They saw me in the ditch. And then a guy had a pickup or something, and he came out there, got his chain out, and pulled me out the ditch. Amen. You see, that was what mercy is. You know, when you see somebody run in the ditch and you're able to get them out, what are you supposed to do? Supposed to have mercy on people, amen? Huh? You see somebody on the street, you're supposed to have mercy on them. We should be out there trying to set up places for so we can have mercy on people, amen. We should be out there trying to have a shelter, you know, for people who don't have nowhere to stay. That's what mercy is all about, amen. When you see somebody hungry, you don't have to always go out and give them a Salisbury steak or whatever you want to call it, amen, a T-bone or whatever to eat. But you want to make sure they got a meal in the belly, amen? That's what mercy does. You see the people on the street, then you help them, amen? Now, I ain't going to tell you to take everybody home with you, amen. I probably would have, but my wife just wouldn't let them come. I text the people home, but she won't. But you know, I don't have no problem with that, you know what I mean? It's because I like to be merciful, you know. And then everybody looks at me and they say, oh, you know, you know, people take advantage of you. And I'd be laughing. Can't nobody take advantage of me. Oh, yeah, they do. They'll just use you. They'll just use you. And I said, can't nobody use me. But what do you mean they can't use you? I said, because, you see, I know what mercy is all about. For those who are merciful, God will cause mercy to come back to you. And so if I can't beat God giving, if you can't beat God giving, the more God gives to you, the more you give to somebody else, the more God will give back to you. And so if you keep on using me like that, God will keep using me to give me some more. Come on, somebody, amen. See, you got to know how this thing works. Hallelujah. And in order to walk in the blessings of God, you got to know how this thing works. If I be merciful to somebody, God is going to be merciful to me. Amen? See, that's where it works. See, we've always had it wrong. Let me help you quick. We always think, well, the more I keep, the more I have. That's what we think. That's what you don't want to give to God. You just want to keep it. You know, well, I didn't have but $10. So I had $100. I didn't give but $100 this week, and I didn't give God 10 because I needed it. And then in 2 days, that $100 was gone. You still was broke. If you had gave God the 10, you see, I'm trying to show you something. Look, if you had gave God the 10, God would have caused you to have enough. God would have caused that 100 to last all the week. But it didn't last for 3 days because you kept it. What did you do? You stole from God. And he was merciful to you. I got to quit, Toy, man. You know what I'm trying to say? See, people don't see what we do. What are we doing? Well, whenever God tells you to give the portion that he told you to give, and when you don't give it, what are you saying to God? I trust what I have more than I trust in you.
Amen.
God, I trust you more than I trust his money. Because God's giving back. He might not give it back to your money. Somebody might just bring you a sack of groceries, lay it in your house. I remember one time there was with us, Sister Paige and I, it wasn't that we were totally broke. Nah, it wasn't totally broke, but you know, we was low on funds anyway. You know what I'm saying? We were low on funds. And we went to church one night, Tuesday. Yeah. Sister Paige said it was in the day, it wasn't that night. So she's corrected me. Amen. And when we come out to church, it was a back seat for the groceries. You know what I'm trying to say? A back seat for the groceries. That somebody had put in our car because they knew I was laid up. I had got laid off my job at the time, and God was just giving back because we had had mercy on other people when they didn't have no groceries. And they didn't have no job. And so when we got to a place that we didn't have no grocery, somebody came and put grocery in our car. So they ain't good to lock your car all the time, amen. Because if I had my car locked, they wouldn't be able to put the grocery in. I'm just trying to show you how God works when you be merciful, amen. If you want the blessing to start flowing in your life, you got to learn how to be merciful to other people, amen. See, a lot of us, the blessings ain't moving in our life because we won't be merciful. We don't know what loving our neighbor is. We don't know what loving our brother is. We see them down and we won't help them, amen. You know, you think about the church itself. Now, think about the church itself. I know I got to quit. Think about the church itself. If all of us got together and put our money together, what could we have? You know, we wouldn't need the world for nothing. We could have our own bank. Huh?
Amen.
Could have our own neighborhood. We should have our own schools anyway, amen? Mm-hmm. If we would just learn how to get together. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Just think about all the big churches, you know, them churches getting those $1 million every Sunday or $10 million every Sunday, whatever they get. You know, I'm sure they probably got millions in the bank down there. And the other church got millions in the bank. And the other church got millions in the bank. And the other church. Now, about $50 million, for $50 million, you can open up a bank. $50 million, you can open up a bank. I believe that we should be able to get $50 million out of all the big churches and start our own bank. Mm-hmm. And then we won't have to borrow from this boy is called any time of night. We won't have to borrow it. We won't have to go to the world and borrow nothing. We won't have to worry about predatory loans. Oh, y'all know what I'm saying? I know that they should have paid me tired of you now. Sit down. But if we would get it together, what I'm trying to say, how many better things can be? See, this is what the kingdom of God is supposed to be about, what? Us taking over. Not submitting to them, but us taking over. I mean, we ought to own the banks. We ought to own the restaurants. We should own the gas station, the corner store. We should own, the church should be owning all of that, but we can't love one another enough to do it. Amen. Somebody want to be saved today. God will be merciful to you. He said, I'll be merciful to your unrighteousness. Amen. And your sins and your iniquity, I will remember no more. Israel, you messed up. Amen. If we got into backsliders today, you need to come on back. Amen. Israel, I'll be merciful to your backsliding. Amen. And I'll forgive your sins and iniquity, not because you deserve it, but I'm going to do it because I love you, Israel. Yeah. I sent you to Babylon, Israel, and all you got to do is turn around. And then I'll be merciful to your unrighteousness again, amen. And your sins and your iniquity I'll remember no more. I'll be merciful to you. It's a backslider today. You need to come on back and get on back in the Lord, amen. Come on back to Jesus, because the way you're going to end up in the pit. When you're running from the Lord, you're always going down. You're going down, and you're going down till you hit the bottom. Is there somebody today? Amen. Praise God. Father God, I thank you for being merciful to us. You've been merciful to me, Lord, and I thank you for being merciful to me. Lord, I know there's no man, Lord, that there's no man that sinned not, Lord. There's no man, Lord, that do everything right, but we know it's because of your mercy, Lord. We haven't been consumed. And I want to thank you, Lord, for you haven't consumed your people because of your mercy. And I know it's your mercy that is endured forever. And I want to thank you for blessing your people today and continue to be merciful to us. And all those that come to you, Lord, you would no wise cast them out. And we give you praise for blessing the people today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. You on Facebook, amen. We thank y'all for tuning in this morning. If you'd like to send us donations, send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal and Cash Out. Amen. Just be merciful, be merciful, be merciful. And we appreciate everything you give. And whatever you give, God will give it back to you. Be merciful, amen. God bless y'all. Anybody online today?
Yep. Thank you, Paige. I needed this word this morning. This is Brother Messiah in Sacramento.
Go ahead. Go ahead, bud.
Thank you for the word. Thank you this morning for the word, man.
I had it. Thank you.
Just glad, you know, going through things, and I needed to hear that word. You got to be merciful, man. I needed that this morning for my own self, to my kids, to my wife, just the family members and others. I need this morning. Thank you.
Amen.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What's the difference between compassion and mercy?
Say that again.
I said, what's the difference between compassion and mercy? Are they the same? I mean, the same, but they did, and it's so different in it.
Compassion and mercy, they're all in the same category because it's being merciful is giving somebody something that they don't deserve. And compassion is having a strong feeling about something and taking care of it and doing something about it. So they would be in the same category. If you look at love, mercy, and compassion, all would fall in the same category.
Okay, because it was saying that if you have compassion on a person, you, God, will hold you fault for that. So that's what I was just saying, you know.
Amen. It would be the same thing.
Okay.
It's a different system. Huh? Compassion and mercy. It's a little different. What's the difference between compassion?
What's the difference?
He said, God said if you don't have compassion on people, God will
hold you at fault for it.
God will hold you at fault. And so,
is compassion or is it mercy? I thought it was mercy. What scripture is he coming from?
What scripture is that?
What's the difference, Sister Valerie?
What's the difference between mercy and compassion? Somebody look it up. I had mercy. Mercy is acting when you don't deserve it. Mercy is what I got.
Okay, so it says compassion is more than feeling concerned about someone in distress or caring about a person's misfortune. When compassion acts to alleviate suffering, it becomes mercy.
Okay, it's become mercy. So it still gonna comes up to the same.
Okay.
Yeah, God's mercy and compassion. Yeah, it alleviates.
I
don't know what. Which one that was? Well, Nick, what scripture was that? She was trying to find out what scripture was that. So your compassion still will lead to mercy, right? That's what you said.
Okay.
Compassion will lead to mercy. You're going to alleviate some trouble or whatever that's in somebody's life or a problem in their life. Amen. Anyone else?
Pastor Page, when's your next Bible study? When are you going to be online?
When tonight?
What time?
At 7. At 7.
7 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
Seven,
all right.
7.
Okay.
Amen. All right. Praise God. Appreciate it. Anybody else got anything? Sister Alexandra?
Let them know the time zone, Pastor, because it ain't going to be 7 o'clock in his house.
7 Central Standard Time. It'll be 5 California time or 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay. Thank you all.
Anyone
Thank
else? You. Amen. All right. If no
Never.
One else, don't forget. Go ahead.
There was another question asked, do we think we are better than in the angels?
Do we think we're better than the angels?
Yeah.
Yeah, we better. God made us better than the angels.
Well, it's just because God got angels right now locked up in hell in chains that because they went out of route.
If you look at the Hebrew, whatever Jesus is made of, that's what we are made of because we are in him. So if Jesus was made so much better than the angels, so are we.
That's it. All right.
Look
at Hebrew,
chapter 2. Hebrew chapter 2.
Okay.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, then. Praise God. Let's take a stand. Let's stand. Amen. We're going to get off of here. Don't forget about the salt of the earth at 5 o'clock on Friday. Amen. The salt of the earth, Sister Alexandra, at 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Sister Alexandra, that's 786-7473. Amen. It's been going good. So I ask all y'all to join with Sister Alexandra on Friday. It's at 5. Don't forget about Minister Ray, Monday through Friday. Amen. 120-110-69 pound at 8:30 in the mornings. Don't forget about him. Minister Prevost, 299-299 pound.
We're going to be on the day at 5 o'clock California time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to ask the question, are you still stuck at the cross?
Amen. Are you still stuck? That's a good question. We got all, if Jesus off the cross or still on the cross, are you still stuck? Amen. Amen. Y'all heard that from Minister Prevost? Monday through Friday, we're still on the Holy Ghost prayer line, Monday through Friday. That's 319-2020-POW. At 10 o'clock, my time, 8 o'clock, California time, and 11 o'clock, Eastern time. I don't know where I can get that. Any more announcements?
Hey, Pastor Tate, take down my number and text me those numbers so I can get on the line that you just called out. Whatever they were, you can call them out, the numbers.
Hey,
so
man,
get online.
Okay.
My number is 415.
Oh, geez, give me something.
Give me your number, or you can just take
415-640-6476. All right, we'll text them to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless.
And you'll pray for Minister Ray in the hospital.
Amen. We're going to pray for Minister Ray in the hospital. Amen. Anyone else? All right, Father God, we're thankful. Lord, we pray for Minister Ray today, Lord, asking, Lord, that whatever it is that ails his leg, Lord, that you would heal it. If there's any infection, we come against it in the name of Jesus and command it to be moved. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and give you glory, Lord, for touching his leg right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come today, we dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. We pray right now, Lord, that you would move among us and through us and in us. And we give you all glory and praise for doing those things in Jesus' name as we dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we made it. We made it.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Turn me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all
rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Leave my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.